This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Friday, September 20th, 2019, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. This week, we finally get to expose the Mars underground. A new crater on Mars. Debris in space often impacts planets, and on Mars, we are finding new craters from recent impacts. The meteorite that caused the small crater in this image, just 7 meters across, hit Mars sometime between April 2018 and January 2019. Context camera images are used to identify changes in large areas, and then high-rise images are scheduled to verify that there is, indeed, a new crater on Mars. Subliming ice. This enhanced color image shows a 45-meter diameter crater that formed sometime between October 2010 and May 2012 in so-called brain terrain on Mars. HiRISE has been monitoring this crater to look for changes in the bright icy material exposed in the crater wall and some of the ejecta blocks. This material is interpreted as water ice because its extent changes with time, consistent with slow sublimation caused by solar heating. By comparing this image with another one taken in July of 2016, we see that some of the ejecta blocks have vanished since then. It appears that fresh ice has been exposed on the east wall of the crater since 2016, perhaps due to slumping of dirty material. When we apply different color enhancements to these two images, we see that the color of the scene did not actually change much. Mars Underground Exposed, the central peak of Alga Crater. The most habitable places on Mars now and in the past are underground, where water is or was much more stable than at the surface and protected from energetic particle radiation. Large impact craters have central rebounds that uplift buried strata from miles below the surface. Often these central uplifts reveal colorful rocks with diverse minerals, including ones altered by prolonged contact with water. Alga Crater is located in the southern highlands, near a large flood channel called Leyden Vallis. Bonus beauty. This observation was originally intended to image the contact between two terrain types. A rocky ridge separates the rugged left from the smoother right side. But during planning, a targeting specialist chose to extend the image further north to capture a nearby crater. That extension has given us a bonus beauty. The steep walls of the crater are covered with slope streaks formed by material falling down towards the crater's center. There are so many in this case that the crater is reminiscent of a delicate dandelion clock. Looking closer, we can also see that the exposed layering gives us more information about the subsurface of Mars. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.